From the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, verses 32 through 40. Jesus said, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Be like those who are waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet, so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master finds alert when he comes. Truly, I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. But if he comes during the middle of the night or near dawn and finds them so, blessed are those servants. But know this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would have not let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." Now, I know the scripture that we've been reading tonight has been a little bit strange. It's not one that we might be very excited to follow immediately. After all, who really wants to sell all their possessions or give everything away? Who really wants to spend all their time preparing for the second coming of Christ? But what if I told you that this scripture isn't first and foremost about those things? What if I told you that first and foremost, this scripture is about our identity in Christ? About who we are as Christ's children. Maybe you'd be more into talking about that. So let's start there. And to do that, we have to start with the first verse we read. "Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Do not be afraid. God wants to welcome you into his kingdom. Do not be afraid. God's kingdom is one of love and grace and abundance. Do not be afraid. God is pleased to provide for you. Do not be afraid. Your life isn't defined by how good you are at something or how successful you are. Do not be afraid. Your identity is that of a beloved child of God. Do not be afraid. We need to keep those words in mind as we look at the rest of the passage. Why? Because when we start from the place that God has given us identity, that God has given us freedom from fear, the rest of those words start to take on a new meaning. When we start with a promise from God that we have nothing to fear, these words that follow, both about possessions and preparation, they go from being a command of something we have to do to an invitation about how we can live our lives. Well, why does that matter? Well, let's be honest, none of us are really taking these words as a command. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out. An unfailing treasure in heaven where no thief comes and no moth destroys. And none of you actually want me to tell you this evening that Jesus is commanding us to do this, even if you might say you would. But what if these words are an invitation based on the promise that we don't have to fear because God has already given us the kingdom? What happens then? Well, then we have the freedom to be generous. We don't have to be afraid when it comes to generosity. After all, why aren't we more generous people in giving away our money or our possessions or our time? Well, maybe it's because you're a jerk that doesn't care about other people, but I don't think that's really true. No, we aren't more generous people because at some level we're afraid that we ourselves won't have enough. Sometimes this comes out clearly and we just say, "I can't give more because I'm afraid I don't have enough." But sometimes it's more understated. We think in the back of our minds, "Well, I'm going to need this later, so I'm just going to keep it for myself." But it all comes back to the fear that we won't have enough. But remember what Jesus tells us before he tells us to be more generous. He says, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." We can be generous because we don't have to fear not having enough of what matters. We can be generous because God has already given us his kingdom. We can be generous because our identity doesn't come from how much we have or what we do, but from being beloved children of God. We can be generous because we're free from fear. Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. When we're afraid, we tend to look for a treasure that would seem to give us security. We look to what we have or our money or anything we can hold on to because we're afraid of what might happen if we don't have it. We all do this. And yet if we start to trust these words from Jesus here that we don't have to be afraid, that God will provide what we need, and that in fact God has already provided his kingdom to us, it opens up an invitation of these words to live more generous lives. If we trust that we don't have to be afraid, that we are beloved children of God, we're invited to give away what we have because we'll actually be okay without it. If we trust that we don't have to be afraid, if we trust that we are beloved children of God, we're invited to give away our possessions because we'll actually be okay without extra of everything. If we trust that we don't have to be afraid, if we trust that we're beloved children of God, we're invited to live more generous lives because we see the many ways that God has already been generous in our own life. Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And this freedom from fear and invitation of Christ extends beyond just our money and our stuff, because as we see in the second half of the scripture, this freedom from fear leads us to a freedom to act and live our lives serving Christ. For there we read that we're called to be ready for action, to have our lamps lit like servants waiting for their master to return from a banquet. They don't know exactly when he'll come back, so they must live each moment like he might walk in just then. For us, we don't know when Jesus will return. It might be 5 minutes from now or 5 million years from now. But we're called to live every moment ready and prepared. And what does that mean? It means that we're active in our faith, constantly preparing for Christ. And it means that we're participating here and now in the kingdom that God has promised us. Too often, just as fear stops us from being generous with what we have, fear also stops us in being generous in serving Christ. We're afraid we might not be successful or we don't have the time or the ability. We're afraid we don't know enough. Yet if we believe Christ's promise that we don't have to be afraid, we're invited into a life that participates in God's kingdom, a life that serves others and prepares for the arrival of Christ. If we trust that we don't have to be afraid, if we trust that we're God's beloved children, we're invited to participate in the kingdom of God by loving and serving others. If we trust that we don't have to be afraid, and if we trust that we're beloved children of God, we're invited to live more generous lives because we see the many ways that God has already been generous in our own life. Do not be afraid, little flock, for it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Imagine what we could do if we took those words seriously. Imagine what we could do if we truly believed that our identity came from being children of God and not from how much we have or what job we do or what possessions we have or how successful we are. Think about what you would do if you weren't afraid of having enough or being successful. Think about what you would do if you started each day believing that you're a beloved child of God and that it's God's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Perhaps you'd be more generous with what you have. Perhaps you would sell some of your possessions and give the money away. Perhaps you would be more generous with your time, giving more time to church and others. Perhaps you'd be more generous in sharing the gospel and sharing your faith with others. We're free from fear because Christ loves us. We're free from fear because our identity is in Christ. We're free from fear to be generous. Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. When Jesus came and lived among us, when he walked with his disciples, when he taught and when he healed, he showed us what it was like to live a kingdom life, a life knowing that he belonged to God, and so a life free from fear. And that's the kind of life we're called to live as well. It's the kind of life that we're reminded of when we remember Jesus gathering with his disciples around a table, taking bread and giving thanks to God, breaking the bread and giving it to his disciples and saying, "Take and eat. This is the body of Christ and it's given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And then later, Jesus took the cup and he gave thanks to God and he gave it to his disciples and he said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is the blood of the new covenant. It's poured out for each and every one of you, that you might receive forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's pray. Eternal God, we ask that you would pour out your Holy Spirit on all of us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, so that we might be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with each other and one in ministry to all the world, till Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Christ's holy name we pray. Amen. Here in our church, we welcome all people to take communion with us, believing and trusting that it's through this gift of bread and cup that we receive the grace of Jesus Christ. So I invite you to find your small communion cup. If you peel back the top kind of clear layer of the cup, you'll get to the wafer. If you take the wafer and take and eat, and know that this is the body of Christ broken for you. Now receive this benediction. Do not be afraid, little flock, for it's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Go in peace, knowing and trusting that you are a child of God. Amen.